This is a recorded educational aids to learning tape reproduced by the American Printing House for the Blind through the cooperation of the University of Minnesota. For further information regarding this program, please address the American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville 6, Kentucky.
Fun with speech. South Dakota School of the Air, in cooperation with the Department of Public Health and the University School of Education, presents by tape recording, Fun with Speech.
Hello, girls and boys. This is Alice, the speech lady. Today we're going to talk about the motorboat sound. While you are getting ready to hear about the motorboat, your teacher is going to get ready, too. She has cut small strips of colored paper, about 3 inches long and 1 inch wide. She is going to place one of these strips on each of your desks. You may look at it and then see if you can leave it on your desk without playing with it. If you leave it alone, it will be ready to use when we need it. Before we begin having fun with speech, I'm going to ask you the riddle for today. Here it is. What things are in this room that begin with a motorboat sound? At the end of the program, we will see how many correct answers you can have. We are going to get ready by reaching your hands above your heads as high as you can. Reach higher, higher, higher. Oh, you're almost pushing on the ceiling. Let your hands drop, relaxed, into your lap. Let's try that again, so we can really stretch your arms. Reach up, high, higher, higher, oh so high. Let your arms drop, relaxed, into your lap. Let your legs stretch longer, 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 oh so long. Now let them drop, relaxed on the floor. Let's try that again so we can really stretch your legs. Stretch them longer, 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 oh so long. Let them drop, relaxed on the floor. Now let's sit taller, taller, taller. Your head feels like it is almost ready to touch the ceiling. Now relax. Relax. See if you can sit still taller by repeating this. Sit taller, 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 oh so tall. Now relax. If your ears are in good working order today, you can do what this tells you to do. I have two hands. I clap, clap, clap. I stretch them at my sides. I open them. I shut them. I clap, clap, clap. Now I lay them in my lap. If we repeat this, I'm sure all of your ears will be working. Ready? I have two hands. I clap, clap, clap. I stretch them at my sides. I open them. I shut them. I clap, clap, clap. Now I lay them in my lap. Now listen to these noises that animals make. Can you guess the kind of animal it is? That's a cow.
Quack, quack, quack.
That's a duck. And that is a cat. That's right. That's a pig. Yes, that's a donkey. And that's a dog. And that's a chicken. Well, now let's pretend that we are pigs. A pig has a snout. Put your lips together and push them way out like a pig's snout. Now let's pretend that we are cats. Put your teeth together and pull your lips way back like we are grinning. And now let's pretend we are rabbits. Put your lips together and wiggle them from side to side. When I name these animals, see if you can make your face look like the animal. Pig. Cat. Rabbit. Pig. Cat. Rabbit. Pig, cat, rabbit. Have you ever seen an elephant with a big long trunk? He moves his trunk up and down to say, how do you do? Let your tongue be the elephant's trunk. It comes way out of your mouth. It goes up toward your nose and down toward your chin. It goes up and down. Up and down. The elephant says, how do you do? Let's play O-E-Ah. Listen to it first. O-E-Ah. My lips are very round when I say O. My lips are in a smile when I say E. My jaw drops far, far down when I say ah. O, E, ah. Ho, he, ha. E, ah, o. He, ha, ho. Ah, o, e. Ha, ho, he. Now let's do it together. Ready? O, E, ah. My lips are very round when I say O. My lips are in a smile when I say E. My jaw drops far, far down when I say ah. O, E, ah. Ho, he, ha. E, ah, o. He, ha, ho. Ah, o, e. Ha, ho, e. Well, that's hard, but I hope your teacher will help you with that after we leave today. How many of you boys and girls have taken a ride in a motorboat? Sometimes we go fishing in a motorboat, and sometimes we just go riding in one. One time I went riding in one. It went so very fast that it threw sprays of water all over my face. It went so slow that I thought we weren't moving at all. The motorboat makes a noise. Listen to see if you can hear the motorboat sound in this poem. Would you like to take a ride in a little motorboat? A boat that goes pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. She'll take you all around the lake and bring you back again with a happy little Now take the strip of colored paper that is on your desk. Hold it by one end in front of your mouth. If you make the motorboat sound correctly, the strip of paper will jump. The motorboat goes slowly. You make it with me slowly. Does your paper strip jump? Now it goes faster. It goes. You make yours go faster with mine. It goes still faster. you make yours go still faster. Now, every time I make the motorboat sound, you raise your hand. Ah, oo, e, ah, e, o, ah. Tell me which word has the motorboat sound in it. Cow, horse, pig. Well, my paper jumped when I said pig. Boy, people, girl. My paper jumped when I said people. Puppy, dog, cat. My paper jumped when I said puppy. Tell me whether the motorboat sound is at the beginning or the end of this word. Pencil. That's at the beginning. Cup. That's at the end. Pony. That's at the beginning. Pansy. Penny. Shop. Have you ever played echo? An echo is your own voice coming back to you. When I was a little girl, I used to go outside and yell. I would yell, "Hello, how are you?" Then I'd listen, and I'd hear, "Hello, how are you?" coming back just the way I had said it. You pretend you are my echo. I'll say some nonsense sounds, and you be my echo and send them back to me. Pay, pay, pay. Pie, pie, pie. Pole, pole, pole. Poo, poo, poo. App, app, app. Ep, ep, ep. Ip, ip, ip. Op, op, op. Oop, oop, oop. Well, some of you are very good echoes. Can you hear the motorboat sound in this poem? Pop, 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 says the popcorn in the pan. Pop, pop, pop. You can catch me if you can. In what words did you hear the motorboat sound used? In pop. Did you notice that there were two in pop, one at the beginning and one at the end? Was there another word? That's right, popcorn. There were also two in popcorn, one at the beginning and one in the middle. There is another word which has only one. Yes, it is in pan. Let's say that poem together. I'll say one line, and then you say it. Pop, pop, pop. Says the popcorn. In the pan. Pop, pop, pop. You can catch me. If you can. Now can we say it all together? Pop, 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 says the popcorn in the pan. Pop, 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 you can catch me if you can. Well, that was very good. Have you been thinking about the answer to your riddle? What things in this room begin with the motorboat sound? What answers did you have? Did you have pen, paper, pencil, paint, paste, picture, window pane? Well, maybe you can think of more after I leave, because now it's time for me to say goodbye, girls and boys, until next week.
By tape recording, you've been listening to Fun with Speech, a South Dakota School of the Air program presented in cooperation with the Department of Health and the University School of Education. This series is written by Ethel Bridgeford Grote.
Hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.